A report on Canada's 100 highest-paid CEOs said the country's top business execs pocketed $13.2 million, on average, in 2023. The top 100 were paid 210 times more than the average worker's wage that year, the progressive think tank Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, CCPA, reported. By the first working day of the year, Jan. 2 at 10:54 a.m., the 100 CEOs had already earned, on average, $62,661, the equivalent of the average Canadian worker's salary for the entire year. The CCPA said it has been tracking CEO pay since 2007, pushing for fairer taxes as one tool to reduce the extreme pay gap between CEOs and the average worker. Over the past 25 years, the think tank said that gap has been growing. In 1998, the ratio of CEO salary to worker salary was 104 times. It was closer to 150 times in 2009 and now is over 210 times, the think tank says. Where are all these well-compensated CEOs based? The CCPA report lists CEOs with companies with head offices based in Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg, Montreal, Halifax, Hamilton, Ottawa, and even a few in Cambridge, Waterloo and Guelph. The CEO at the top of the list is Patrick Davigi, 45, the chief executive of Vaughan-based GFL Environmental Inc. His waste management company has a large curbside pickup contract with the City of Toronto. In the other top spots are held by the CEOs of Loblaw, auto parts giant Magna and Restaurant Brands International, which operates Tim Hortons, Burger King and other quick-service restaurants. Below are the CEOs from Toronto area companies who made the CCPA's top 100 list. The CEO's total compensation includes salary, share-based awards, option-based awards, non-equity incentive plan compensation, pension value, and all other compensation. Figures marked with an asterisk indicate the CEO was paid in U.S. dollars and CCPA converted to Canadian. Patrick Davigi, GFL Environmental Inc. Vaughan, $68,464,987. Joshua Cobza, Restaurant Brands International Inc. $39,097,490. Sitarama S. Kotagiri, Magna International Inc. Aurora, $22,888,213. Perbank, George Weston Limited. A holding company with a majority stake in Loblaw. $22,137,979. Roy Gori, Manulife Financial Corp. $19,382,615. D. Mark Bristow, Barrick Gold Corp. $17,183,322. Robert A. Mione's asterisk, Celestica Inc. $16,972,367. David McKay, Royal Bank of Canada $16,125,877. Charles Brindamore, Intact Financial Corp. $15,210,030. Steve Hasker, Thomson Reuters Corp. $13,598,209. Bharat Misrani, Toronto Dominion Bank $13,383,751. Tony Staffieri, Rogers Communications Inc. $12,975,476. J.G. Reed, Russell Metals, Mississauga, $12,873,095. Connor Teske, Brookfield Asset Management Limited, $12,183,604. Galen Weston, George Weston Limited, $11,762,145. Robert M. LeBlanc, 1X Corp. $11,473,800. Victor Dodig, Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce $11,206,250. Kevin D. Strain, Sun Life Financial Inc. $10,649,521. Derek Neldner, Royal Bank of Canada $10,512,250. Amar Al Jundi asterisk, Agnico Eagle Mines Limited $10,467,242. Alan McDonald, Superior Plus Corp. $10,284,137. J. Paul Rawlinson, Kinross Gold Corp. $10,184,543. Richard Maltzbarger, Pat Value Holdings Limited. Markham, $10,009,828. Max Rangel, Spin Master Corp. $9,955,905. Kurt McAlpine, C Financial Corp. $9,730,884. Scott Thompson, Bank of Nova Scotia $9,380,802. D. Scott Patterson, First Service Corp. $8,953,100. Worthing F. Jackman, Waste Connections Inc. Vaughn, $8,499,413. Brian W. Kingston, Brookfield Asset Management Limited. $8,223,014. Sean Boyd, Agnico Eagle Mines Limited. $8,109,501. Bruce Flatt, Brookfield Corp. $8,105,549. T. Michael Milker, Intact Financial Corp. $7,956,292. Phil Witherington, Manulife Financial Corp. $7,795,853. Ronald J. Mittelstadt, Waste Connections Inc. Vaughn, $7,767,594. Jake Lawrence, Bank of Nova Scotia $7,374,561. Rod Antal, SSR Mining Inc. $7,133,982. Donnie Reese, Canada Goose Holdings Inc. $6,967,423.